Hello, this is DJ C at acbradio.org with news and views you can use. And greetings to you once again. This is Don Coco from Sacramento, California, reporting for Main Menu. This time I'm reviewing a game called Musical Tetris or Metris. The game is produced by inspiredcode.net. That's http://inspiredcode.net. It's a great little musical game, and I think that children and students and just about anybody will have lots of fun with this particular game. Let's show you how it works. Metris is, as I said, musical Tetris, and the idea here is it's based on a, well, basically, how do I explain this? It's a 7x7 grid, okay? So you get 7 columns is what you have. And the idea is what's going to happen, you'll hear a high note that will be falling towards the ground. And the idea is to get it in just the right position. It's not an easy thing to do, I can tell you. I've been playing it for a while. It's not really an easy thing to do. Let's take a look first at how the game... Now, I've already installed the game. It comes with a... basically, it's a standard installer. And that's not really anything unusual. So you'll find it will be just a standard type installer. And I believe it will run on all platforms. I don't think there's any compatibility issue that I'm aware of with, say, XP. I think it would run on XP. The game, by the way, also is very reasonably priced. I might say that. I believe the author at inspiredcode.net is asking $15 for it. So if you like what you hear here, you may want to check it out. Now, under the program group is Metris, so let's go locate it right now.
P equals. Program.
Okay, there we go. I'm in the program group, and let's go up to Metris.
M equals. Metris pull down.
There it is.
M equals. Metris.
Now, he doesn't have an uninstaller here. To uninstall the game, you would uninstall it either in the game itself. There is an uninstaller there, or through the standard add remove dialogs. So let's hit return here.
Menu closed. Button start menu. Button OK. Dialog Metris graphic. Your 30-day demo of Metris has timed out. Please register at your next convenience. Default button OK.
Okay, and as you can see here, he's telling me that my 30-day demo has timed out and that he wants me to register at my next convenience. Hit return.
Taskbar. Button Y equals yes. Dialog Metris help.
Now, the first thing is the help area. And let me just talk about how this game is basically laid out. Normally, you'll get an opening prompt when you install the game, and it will ask you, you know, tell you how many days you have remaining on your evaluation, that sort of thing. So it's sort of a standard way of doing it. Now, we have simulated this timeout, actually, for this particular main menu demo here. Actually, this game has not even been on the market 30 days yet, but as I record this, I've actually simulated by adjusting the counters, and I won't go into the technical details, but I have adjusted the counters so that we can simulate this demo. Anyway, what we're going to do now is we're going to show you the all the different menus first before we get to the game itself. So, let's go to the file menu. We press the Alt key, and we can arrow down.
S equals start game.
We have start game.
D equals set difficulty.
Set difficulty level. And the difficulty levels, there are 12 of them. And you can set your difficulty level by default. It's set to number 2. But once you get really proficient at this game, you certainly can adjust the different difficulty levels to what you want. So you can make the game as easy or as basically as hard as you want.
H equals Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame. That's a little list that is kept in this game that will show you the masters who's beating the game and so forth.
R equals registration.
Registration, and we're going to be talking more about this registration dialogue in just a moment as I show you how this game is registered. We'll be getting to that.
Exit equals exit.
And then, of course, we have exit. Now, if we right arrow.
Menu closed. U equals uninstall Metris.
We have uninstall Metris is what we have in this next box, and this is how you could uninstall the game if you wanted to do so.
M equals MIDI pull down.
Now, we right arrow, and we have the MIDI dialogue.
Drum volume.
And the first one is drum volume. Drum is the the standard beating that you're going to hear in the game once we start the game here. And you can adjust these volumes to your liking.
Baseline volume.
Then you have the baseline volume.
Baseline instrument.
Then you have the baseline instrument. Now, what you can do with these is you can hit return on these, and you can change basically either the instrument or the volume. Let's talk about the instrumentation in Windows. Windows is composed of 100, and or MIDI, I should say, is composed of 127 instruments that Windows has put into the MIDI instrumentation. There's 127 instruments or variations thereof. So, for example, number one is a standard piano. I think that's a grand piano. Number two is another piano. Number three is a honky-tonk piano. Number four might be a harpsichord, and so forth and so on. So this is how it's done. You know, number 18 is an organ, and they just go on and on, accordions and all kinds of things. In this game, you can set these instruments. So if you don't like his defaults, you can tell it, I want to change this instrument to a different sound, and you can certainly do that. So you can, this game is very customizable this way. You can do this with no problem at all.
Row 1 volume.
Then we have the rows. Row 1 volume.
Row 1 instrument.
Row 1 instrument. So you can actually assign a different sound for each row in the game here, or for at least a couple of the rows.
Row 2 volume.
Row 2 volume.
Row 2 instrument.
Row 2 instrument.
Row 3 volume.
Row 3 volume.
Row 3 instrument.
Row 3 instrument.
Falling note volume.
Falling note volume.
Falling
note instrument.
Special effect volume.
Special effect volume.
Special effect.
Special effect instrument. That's a sound, the special effect is the group of sounds that I certainly hope you're going to hear when I score.
Keyboard scaling.
Keyboard scaling.
Set MIDI back to default.
Set MIDI back to default. And those are all the choices. Now, set MIDI back to default, what that will do is if you've made a mistake or you've screwed up all these instruments, you don't like them, you can actually get it to the default state by telling it to set back to default. Then that's all we have in this menu. And then if we write arrow again.
Menu closed. I equals instructions F1.
We have the instructions under F1 and
I equals about.
We have the about box, which tells you just basically about the game, who it's by. It's by inspiredcode.net.
I equals system.
Then of course we have the standard, you know, system
restore
box, restore
M equals move.
Move
S equals size.
Size
N equals minimize.
Minimize
X equals
maximize.
C equals
and close
F4.
So you've seen those before, of course.
Close.
So
E equals system pull down.
What I would like to do now.
D equals set difficulty. S equals start game.
What I would like to do now is I would like to go to the registration box. I'm going to show you how the registration is done.
Registration.
Let's hit return on register.
Menu closed. Dialog, you've been running a temporary demo license graphic. This program is licensed to comma demo license XLUBYWRRVLN. The clipboard is loaded with the demo license, so you can paste it into an email and order your permanent license. Default button, OK button, OK.
Now let's explain what that all said here. Basically what he's done here is he has put a temporary license code onto the clipboard. And this is what will happen to you as well if you decide to register this game. It puts a temporary license so that you can paste it into an email and send them an email with the code. Or basically you'll go to his webpage. Let's just tell that, OK.
Metris Musical Tetris. Dialog Metris Graphic, would you like to order a permanent license online right now for $15? Default button Y equals yes button N equals no button Y equals yes.
Now if I say yes, he's going to go to the website. I'm going to say no because I already have a license. I don't need to order one. But this is what you'll do for $15. You would go to the website and there will be a form there and you will paste in this code that's loaded onto your clipboard with the license. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going
to
tab
no.
over and tell it no, and then I'm going to hit return. Or, spacebar, I guess.
Tetris. Dialog Metris Graphic, perhaps later you can visit http://inspiredcode.netregister.htm. Default button, OK.
And he's
button
just telling no. me that, well, perhaps later you can visit if, because perhaps you don't want to register right now.
Metris Musical Tetris. Button Y equals yes. Dialog Metris Graphic, did you send in for a license?
I did.
Button Y equals yes.
I did send in for a
no.
license. Now, if I say no, it's just going to return me to the demo portion of the game. And by the way, there's nothing blocked in the demo portion of the game at all here. But we are going to say yes.
Button Y
so we'll say yes.
Metris musical Tetris. Button Y equals yes. Dialogue Metris graphic. Did you get the full license number from Inspired Code? If you just got a temporary unlock code, say no. Default button Y equals yes. Button N equals no.
I did get a full license, so I will say yes.
Button N button Y equals yes. Metris musical Tetris. Edit box. Dialogue. Full license graphic. Let's have it. Default button OK.
Let's have it. Now, let me go get it, because it's not on my clipboard. You will have to actually, since the temporary code actually gets pasted onto your clipboard first, the machine code, you do have to actually go to your email or wherever you have your license and actually
record sound inbox Calypso.
Actually find it and put it in. So let me do that.
Received mail.
Let's see. Expanded. I have it in my save mail. Let me
save
go
mail.
There.
List view. Top. Top. Five.
And I have it right here. Let me get it.
TNT.
Okay, I'm going to just paste it.
TNUZUJPUVXKGOVV. Unselected.
There it is. I'm going to copy it to my clipboard. I've done that. I'm now going to go over to the
full license.
The
box. Button. Edit box.
The edit box here, and I'm going to actually paste this in. And I like to check to make sure it's been pasted in, so
okay.
Let's do that.
Edit box. TNUZUJPUVXKGOVV.
There it is. Okay, great. Now I'm going to tell
button.
This okay.
Metris musical Tetris. Dialogue Metris graphic. Thank you for registering Metris. I'll stop bothering you with these plugs. If you upgrade your machine, please email us for a free updated license number. You should now reload at your current license level. Default button OK. Button OK. Button OK. Metris musical Tetris. Dialogue Metris graphic. Please restart the program. Default button OK. Button OK.
Okay, so we're going to restart
button
the program.
Okay.
That's
Metris
what he wants us to do.
Tetris.
So we are going to do
Inbox
that.
Calypso.
What it's going to do, basically, it's going to shut down. And it has done that.
Start
so
menu.
Basically, we'll just go back to the
P equals program
programs
equal,
menu.
S equals M equals Metris M equals
and
Metris.
We're going to hit Metris. Return.
Menu closed.
And it will start
button.
The game.
Start menu. Button Y equals yes. Dialog Metris help graphic in this brief help area. If you hit yes, then I will move on to the next part. If you hit no, then I will rewind to the previous part. If you hit cancel, I will abort this help dialog. You can hit Y for yes, N for no, or escape for cancel. Metris is from http://inspiredcode.net. Default button Y equals yes. Button N equals no.
Now,
button
this
cancel.
Is his help that you'll get when you start the program. It basically tells you basically how this game is played. I'm not going to read the help for you or have it read the help. I think I will just explain
Metris
to you
musical.
That it is a 7x7 grid. Basically, what I'm going to be doing to play the game, I'm going to be using the arrow keys. The left and right arrow key and the down arrow key are the three keys. And the idea here is there's going to be a falling note. And I'm using pianos. He's got pianos by default. So that's what we're using here. And you're going to hear me, I'm going to at least attempt to score. I don't know if I'm going to be able to score or not, but I'm going to at least try. And I'm going to be moving left and right. You'll hear clicking sounds when I move left and right. And you will hear the note. Let's start the game right now. It's better to show you by starting the game, so let's go do that.
F equals file. S equals start,
start
game.
Here we go. We hit return.
Menu closed. Button Y equals yes. Dialogue about to start game. Play graphic. Are you ready? Default
I think
button
so.
Y equals yes. Button N equals
I'm
no.
Never sure if I'm ready, but let's give it a go. Here we go. Here it is. Now the object here is that I'm going to be down arrowing and left and right arrowing from row to row to see if I can get the falling note to land in the right position on the board. So far, nothing, but I'm working on it here. And you can see that I'm now down arrowing. No, didn't get it that time. Still trying. No, still looking, though, as you can see. I'm trying.
10 more.
Got him. There we go. I scored 20 points. And now I'm down arrowing again. And as you move along, the game gets faster and faster. No, didn't get him yet. Still looking. The clicking you're hearing is me going with my left and right arrow as I go across the board. And to put the note into position, I'm using my down arrow. I'm hitting a wall there, is what you heard there. And
10 more.
There we go, 40 points. Very good. I scored 40 points. I'm now up to 40 points anyway. And this game can get very fast, and it's fun for all ages. So I think children, and even if you're not a musician, you'll enjoy this game. Children and adults certainly will enjoy this game. It's a $15 investment. I highly recommend it. I think it's great. And I'm still looking to score again. And a dialogue box just popped up telling me that I've scored 20 points so far. And I've told it okay. I've hit return. And now we've gone to a different key even. We're now doing minors. We were doing a major before. Now we're doing a minor. And I'm still looking for the note. But as you'll hear here, the game has gotten faster. And if you don't like pianos, you can change the instruments. You can change them all around to suit your taste. So if accordions are your thing, you certainly could change this game to accordions. Since Windows has 127 instruments built into it, so you have 127 possibilities. Well, I'm trying to score, but so far no luck in this round. Going left and right, I'm arrowing down, I'm looking for the note, hoping to get it in the right position. I didn't. The dialogue box pops up, it says I have 40 points, and then another dialogue box pops up, it says that soon I'll rank among the Metris Masters. This is an excellent game, and I hope you'll check it out from http://inspiredcode.net. Inspired Code is inspired.code.net. Well, that's it until next time. So on behalf of the Main Menu team, this is DJC at acbradio.org. Thank you for listening.